Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. My guests on the Goodyear Hotline. We've got Booger and Big Mac today. We've got further fallout from the booing and thumbs down. And we have a nightmare for your arachnophobia. All that and more. Let's go.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
All right, so I'm going to start with the NFL today because we did so much baseball off the top, and that really took the show over yesterday, the issue of the fans and the thumbs down and all of that. And we're going to get back to that today because there's obviously a lot of second-day stuff to get to with that, and Hembo's been putting it together. But before I get into all of my football, let me just check on Bubba because you know yesterday was a difficult day for my main man, Bubba. He has been a crazy Met fan all of his life. And, you know, it was a difficult day with all the conversation and all the yelling and the screaming and the everything else. I just want to check in with you, Bubba, this morning and make sure you're doing fine.
Yeah, I can't wait for this Hembo piece. It's really going to be great. The Mets are the worst month of all time. Sounds wonderful.
Yes, we could make an argument, and Hembo is going to do it, that the Mets in the month of August in 2021 have had the worst month that any baseball team has ever had. So, Bubba, whilst you have that to look for, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you more looking forward to that or to the reception that Javi Baez will receive as he takes the field along with the rest of the Metropolitans tonight at Citi Field to take on the Miami Marlins?
Well, see, the interesting thing is they're doing a suspended game at like 1 o'clock. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. Like, how many people are going to be there? If Baez is even in, or I'm assuming he's not. So that's going to be interesting there. Like, who gets booed then? And then tonight, I'm definitely more interested in tonight what's going to happen, but it's kind of weird because there's kind of like a half game at 1 o'clock.
Right.
So they can't get the full crowd in there. And then tonight's just going to be mayhem. Because I was listening to, you know, we had LeGrec on yesterday, and I was watching the Michael Kay show after work yesterday. And Michael was saying he thinks Mets fans should boo Javier Baez for the rest of the year, no matter what happens, every at-bat. Just every at-bat, boo him for the rest of the year, even if he does anything, which is – you know, probably the right move.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a safe assumption. because not only that, you're cranky. I mean, if you're a Met fan, you are cranky because your team stinks. They were good, and now they're awful. And the acquisition of Javi Baez was supposed to be the big move that was going to keep them afloat in the division, and it has actually done exactly the opposite of that. They began the month where?
4 games ahead of any other team in the National League East.
And they are now?
7 games back. They've lost 11 games in the span of 1 month.
Yes, outside of that, it's been a terrific August. Mm. And they've had one controversy after another with the owners' tweets and the uniforms and jerseys and whatever it's been. And now, obviously, they're giving the thumbs down to the fans. So we will have plenty of time to dive into all that. This is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. In the meantime, Bubba, give me a little music. I'm going to give you some takes here because they got buried yesterday. I wanted to give you some of my big picture observations from the National Football League as the preseason comes to an end and the regular season begins. We will never, ever give short shrift to the NFL on this program. But I didn't get a chance to give it as much love yesterday as I wanted. So we'll make this Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let me give you my top 5 observations as of right now, headed towards the start of the NFL season.
Number 5.
Every year, the New York Giants address their offensive line, and every year it gets worse. When they draft a tackle number 4 overall last year in Andrew Thomas, and he can't play? How is that possible? Booger McFarland said he's like Burger King. Have it your way. And they're remaking the offensive line. They made a trade for another interior offensive lineman yesterday, and according to Dan Graziano, they're looking to make more moves on the offensive line. Now, I don't know everything, but I know this, if you're trying to remake your offensive line on the fly 11 days before your season starts, you've got all kinds of trouble, and they go well beyond your ability to evaluate your young quarterback.
Number 4.
Next up is Carson Wentz. He can't possibly be really ready to start the season next week. He just can't. Now, I'm not going to get into a value judgment about his decision not to be vaccinated. I have very strong opinions on that. I assume you do as well. But this is a sports show. I'm going to talk about the sports element of this. Based upon his decision not to be vaccinated, he is now has to be separated from the team for 5 days. You also have to live holding your breath for the rest of the season that could happen at any given moment. So I think it is a likelihood that he winds up missing a game or more based only on that as the season goes on. But that's for the future. Let's just deal in the moment. This guy got hurt the first day of practice. He got hurt at the first practice. He hasn't practiced in the month of August, and then now, just as he comes back, he goes on the COVID list. So he is going to have a small handful of time on the field with his new team and teammates when they open their season in back-to-back games against the Seahawks and Rams. They've got a brutal first five games of their schedule. I think they're in real trouble. I think this thing has started in disastrous fashion for Carson Wentz. Some of it beyond his control, some of it not. And I think it has a chance to actually doom the season of what is a really, potentially a really good team in the AFC.
Number three.
At number three, speaking of good teams, the Patriots are going to be stupid good. Just, if you're a fan of the Jets, I have terrible news. It's not over. It's starting all over again. Watch them play. Watch this guy, Mac Jones. He looks just like Brady. They went out and they found Brady's clone. They cloned Brady. And they brought him in, and he's going to be exactly that. I remember, I used to say, it was my dad who first said this to me. When Brady first started becoming really good, I don't mean that first year when they won the Super Bowl, but when he started clearly becoming a great player, my dad said to me, he looks more like a robot than a person. Like, he doesn't ever do the wrong thing. He just looks like a machine. Like, he has been perfectly manufactured to do this job. That's what this kid looks like. So I don't know if Mac Jones is going to be the starter week one or not. I actually think, as un-Belichickian as this sounds, they may want to keep him away from the Brady game. I think you can divide up the Patriots season into the first 4 weeks and then everything else, because Brady coming to town on that fourth Sunday night of the year is going to be a spectacle unlike anything we've ever seen. Maybe they wait to put Mac Jones out there till after that. But one way or another, they are just getting revved up. I am very, very worried about how good the Patriots are about to be. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Greeny on ESPN Radio, my top five observations.
Number two.
Jameis Winston is going to be great. I was right. I was just a year off. Well, I guess at this point, 2 years off. 2 years ago, when he was in his last year, what proved to be his last year in Tampa, I described myself as the last man dying on that hill. I was the last man on the Jameis Mountain. He's just too talented to be this bad. And he did exactly the right thing. He went and he got a master's degree. He got an advanced degree in quarterback play with professors like Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And now he takes over on a team that I think is being undersold by everybody. And I actually believe he makes their offense better. Now, Matthew Berry pointed out on this show, he's not a good fantasy play because he doesn't run with the ball. And on goal line situations in the red zone, that's when they like to go to Taysom Hill and those packages. So Taysom Hill may wind up throwing for and running for a bunch of touchdowns this year. So Jameis may not go crazy with touchdowns, but that doesn't mean that in the reality he won't be an excellent player. I think Jameis Winston's going to have a really good year, and I think the Saints are going to be much better than people are expecting.
Number one.
But number one, the best take I can give you on the Bears quarterback situation came from my friend and colleague Jeff Saturday yesterday on Get Up. I can't get enough of it. This is Jeff Saturday describing the way he would feel if he was a player on the Bears with them not giving the ball to Justin Fields right now.
If I'm in the Chicago Bears locker room, I am pissed. Listen, you know who helps us win the game. Bottom line. Man, this ain't about organizational future. I'm not a general manager. I'm not. My job is to play good football and get paid on Tuesday because I earned it on Sunday or Monday. That's my job. Your job as a coach is to put the best 11 on the field. This is a locker room issue. And I'm telling you, if I'm sitting in there, I'm going to the coach's office. I'm going to let him know. Khalil Mack, go let him know. That defense who can win games, go let him know because the truth has been seen by the players.
It is just fascinating to me, and Bubba, we can lose the music on that thought. I like this, and I'll just pick it up from there, that it is fascinating to me that the offensive linemen react so differently from the way quarterbacks do, and I'm being instructed right now to check Adam Schefter's Twitter. I'm assuming this means we have big news in the NFL. Tell me what it is I'm looking for here. What? Holy smoke. I that has not popped up on my Twitter feed of Adam Schefter. Go ahead, tell me that again. Is Adam Schefter reporting that the Patriots have released Cam Newton? Oh, my goodness. Yes, they have. It just came up. That did not pop up on my phone until now. The Patriots have released quarterback Cam Newton as someone named Jim McBride from the Boston Globe. The Patriots beat reporter from the Boston Globe first reported. That is according to Adam Schefter. And then Schefter tweets, and Mac Jones is the New England Patriots' new starting quarterback. Holy smoke. That is literally coming across as we speak. So much so that when Bubba was saying it to me, I'll take you behind the curtain a little bit here. Bubba is saying in my ear, check Schefter's tweet, check Schefter's tweet. And I keep talking because it hasn't come up for whatever reason. It took a minute to pop up on my Twitter, and I'm looking at him tweeting that the Patriots had released a defensive lineman named Martravius Adams, and I just knew that isn't what Bubba was telling me to race to. But now it comes up. Wow, the Patriots have released Cam Newton. I am very surprised. I'm a little sad. I've always liked Cam, and I think he has done an extremely good job. I think it is not impossible, as more information comes out here, that he asked for this, that if Bill told him, I'm going to give the starting job to Mac Jones and he's going to be the quarterback, that Cam said, listen, will you release me and see if I can go find a starting job somewhere else? I don't know that. I am literally just talking off the top of my head here. Because everything I have been led to believe is that Bill loves Cam Newton and has really liked the way he's handled everything. And so the idea that he would just release him surprises me. Wow, that is major breaking news that we just got in. All right, let's call Mike Reese. Guys, Devin and Bubba and everybody, let's get Reese on as quickly as we can here. That's our Patriots reporter. We'll get whatever insight he can offer for us. We'll also get Booger McFarland's reaction to this as we continue. This is a big story. Cam Newton released by the New England Patriots. I invite you to be a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. We'll tell you when. We'll take some calls later. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Back with the big news. Again, Cam Newton released from New England. The reaction next on ESPN Radio.
The biggest season ever.
We need to see Zeke 3 years ago. The whispers are out there.
The very latest news, analysis, and plenty of opinions.
He got paid big money. I think he has to have a big year.
And it starts every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Greeny, the podcast.
All right, we are back on ESPN Radio. I'm Greeny. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll have Mike Reese, our Patriots reporter, on the line in 30 seconds on the Goodyear Hotline with the latest on the enormous news that just came across in the last few minutes The New England Patriots, who've had a fascinating quarterback battle throughout their training camp, have not only chosen the rookie Mac Jones as their starter, but they have released Cam Newton, which is obviously an enormous story for a variety of reasons, including the enormity of the career that Cam has had on both the collegiate and the pro level. And does this mean that it is coming to an end? We will see. Again, 30 seconds from now with Mike Reese. Meanwhile, according to Forbes, gyms, stores, and more are set to go on an epic hiring spree to meet the pent-up demand for all these services. Businesses reopening means millions of jobs will need to be filled. So where do they turn to fill these roles? Fast ZipRecruiter, with technology so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. So it was just an hour ago that I was on television with Mike Reese, our Patriots supporter, and we were talking about the Patriots quarterback decision, and I don't think either of us imagined that an hour later we'd be having this discussion. Mac Jones is the new starter in New England, and Cam Newton has been released. Mike Reese, what can you tell us?
Well, Greeny, I would say that Bill Belichick said from the start he was going to take his time, and it was going to be about consistency and production over the entirety of the spring and training camp and preseason. And Mac Jones has come along faster than I believe Bill Belichick anticipated. And so maybe initially his thought was, let's take it slow and make sure we don't move too fast with him. Mac has shown he can handle it, Greeny. So Belichick basically saying, why wait?
I get it. And so the fact that he chooses Mac Jones as his starter, that doesn't surprise me. But what do you take from the fact that he chose to release Cam?
So, Greeny, Cam is, you know, he was a captain last year, and he obviously has the alpha presence. And so when you watch a Patriots practice or even a game, you know, Cam's the one that's calling the players on offense up, you know, like, hey, let's come together. Let's get fired up for the game. He's on the sideline. He's the one, you know, pacing up and down, trying to get everyone up. If you keep him on the team in a backup role, like, how does that mix work? And to me, that's how I view that situation. It's you almost want to clear the path for Mac so he can grow and players can respond to him, right? It might be hard to do that with Cam looking over your shoulder. So they have Brian Hoyer, a veteran who bumps up to the number two spot, and they have Jarrett Stidham on the PUP list who could be an option for them during the season if they decide they need more security at the position.
Mike Reese with me on the Goodyear Hotline with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Just to be clear, and I know that I think I know the answer to this question, but I want to make sure for the entirety of the audience that hasn't been following this closely, everything that Cam Newton has done since he's been there has been good. Yes, and Bill likes him and has liked the way he's handled it, and he's handled everything extremely well and professionally and all of that. So I guess what I'm getting to here is he wasn't released today because Bill was unhappy with him or something went sideways.
100%. You are right on the money. And in fact, Greeny, there's more reporting that needs to be done. It might be something that Cam himself requested. I've long thought that if Bill was going to go with Mac, that Cam has earned the respect from Bill to almost, hey, what do you want to do here, Cam? Right? Like, so it would not shock me, Greeny, and I'm speculating a little bit here, if this was even Cam's choice. Like, if I'm not going to be the quarterback, I want to go. Now, I don't know that for sure. So I think there's that dynamic in play. And I do think the dynamic of, hey, we're going to make a decision and we're not going to waffle. We're going with Mac, and we want to put him in position where he has no one looking over. He's not looking over his shoulder at anyone, and he can grow into the leader.
I actually had the same. I speculated exactly the same direction as you did when this news first came across about 10 minutes ago, that this may very well be Cam Newton saying to Bill, if I'm not going to play here, give me a chance to go try and play somewhere else, and we'll see if that is what winds up being in his future, short term or long. Mike Reese, always there when we need you. Boy, that the as you and I were trying to decipher what it was Bill was saying when he said to you, well, once we make the transactions, we'll let you know about them. I don't think either of us thought this was going to be the transaction they made.
You had said, when do you think we'll know? I said, by the weekend. I wasn't thinking within the hour, Greeny. But things happen fast on a day like today. And I would say that, you know, whoever he picked as a starter, like, I could have seen that going either direction, and I could see his justification for doing that. But if he did go with Matt Greeny, I had this thought in the back of my mind that Cam might not be around if that was the case.
Okay, fair enough. And in that regard, that wound up being right. As always, there when we need you. Thanks a million, Mike Reese. I appreciate it. Just terrific work. That's Mike Reese covering the Patriots for us in Foxborough, where the news comes today that Cam Newton has been released. There are a number of reasons this surprises me. I mean, the Cam of it all is of course, the most obvious. But another of the reasons that this surprises me is sometimes in life, leaving yourself an out is a smart thing to do. Like, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Bill Belichick. And any of you who have ever listened to me over the years, you know I hate the Patriots because I'm a Jet fan, but I have nothing but the utmost respect for Bill. I think he's the best coach I've ever seen in any sport. He's unbelievably smart. And it has always seemed to me that the smart thing to do is to leave yourself, if you have a tough decision to make, is to leave yourself in a position where either way could still be true, which is to say, if you give the starting job to Cam, that's the decision you can unmake. Like, at some point, if it doesn't go well, 17 weeks, that's a long year. If it doesn't go well, you can unmake that decision. You could then give the ball to Mac. This is a decision you can't unmake. I mean, even beyond releasing Cam, so clearly that's not even on the table anymore. But giving the ball to the rookie, you don't take the ball away from him. I mean, things would have to go so badly for you to bench him in favor of Cam, that's all along why I thought he would go with Cam Newton. But maybe that's why that sort of gutsy decision is why he's Bill Belichick and I'm not. Let me bring Booger McFarland into the conversation. Again, Boog, you and I spent 2 hours on TV this morning. We talked a lot about this. What is your reaction to the Patriots not only naming Mac Jones their starting quarterback, but releasing Cam?
Well, first and foremost, you know, Marcus and I agree, Mac Jones won the starting quarterback job. I think that's the first thing we need to say before we jump into the Cam news, that Mac Jones won the job. Now, let's move to Cam Newton. So, Greeny, I don't know how the COVID played into it. I don't know whether Cam was vaccinated. I don't know whether Cam Newton said, you know what, I'm a former MVP. I don't want to be a backup to a rookie. I'm looking to start. Like, it could be a number of reasons why the Patriots cut Cam Newton. He could have went to them and said, hey, guys, I lost. Great, cut me. I'll move on. That may have been the case. They may have said, we don't want our backup quarterback being unvaccinated if Cam Newton is not vaccinated. So I don't know why he's cut. I think the one thing that we can count on, the one thing we do know, is that Matt won the starting quarterback job. And I would just love to ask Bill in a private moment that, are you sure that Brian Hoyer is your best backup? Because I would have thought that Cam Newton would have been a better backup, but I don't know the factors that go into that based on what I just said.
I'm with you. I think all of those, I had considered the possibility that Cam had wanted to get out if he wasn't going to be the starter to give him a chance to play. I had not thought of the vaccinated versus unvaccinated angle, but I think that is a really interesting and important thought. The most important thing a backup quarterback can be is available at all times, right? And we talked about it in the context of Carson Wentz, that there is no certainty to that in this of all seasons. Let me ask you this, Booger. Seeing what you've seen from Cam last year and this preseason, do you think that there is a starting job out there for him? Do you think that another team snaps him up quickly today?
Greeny, it's easy to say yes, but then, as a teacher once told me, when you have an answer, I need to show me your work.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you yes, but show me the work. So where? Tell me, where are we going to put him at? I mean, is he going to a place like Houston? Maybe does Houston want to go and maybe stunt the growth of a guy like Davis Mills? I don't know, but I'm having a hard time finding a place. If I say yes to your question, which yes, he still can play at a high level, then Greeny, where are we going to put him at?
I don't have the answer. I mean, this is all happening sort of on the fly. I agree with you. I don't think there are 32 better options at quarterback currently walking the face of planet Earth than Cam Newton, but I don't have an obvious place where he goes. Our mutual buddy, Mr. Spears, tweeted right after this happened that he should sign with the Cowboys and back up Dak. Would you like that?
Yes, I think that would give the Cowboys a definitely higher level backup than they have. But if you're Cam Newton and you didn't want to back up Mac Jones, who's a rookie, who's going to have ups and downs, then why are you going to go and hold a clipboard for Dak Prescott, which, barring health, Dak is not coming off the field? And Cam clearly wants to play, Green. I think Cam showed us that a couple years ago when he went to New England on a deal for less money, but he was willing to compete. So Cam still wants to play. So why would you leave a situation that I would think you're more likely to play in New England than you are in Dallas? So on paper, it sounds good. Go back up Dak, hold a clipboard. You can be there if we need you. But in reality, is he really going to play in Dallas ever, barring injury? No.
That's exactly right. And so this may well be a case where he decides to sit out on his own until an opportunity presents itself, which invariably it does, because people are going to get hurt. The season is going to get played. Greeny reminding you that airlines, restaurants, and more have been ramping up their hiring. Who do they turn to? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified candidates for your job, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. One more question for you, Boog. I made the observation watching the game on Sunday against the Giants. Mac Jones looks like Brady. Like, they went out and they found Brady's clone. They went out and they found Tom Brady 20 years ago. And it just, as a fan, a lifelong fan of the New York Jets, it struck just terror in my heart, to be honest with you, watching this, because it looks to me like Bill is starting this whole thing all over again with Brady 2.0 and all the stuff that he's done. I think the Patriots are going to be scary good this season and in the coming years. What do you think?
I completely agree with you, Greeny. And what you see is the traits. He doesn't hold a football long. He doesn't take sacks. He throws the football with accuracy. He makes really good decisions. He throws a catchable football. All the things that we saw with Tom Brady for years that allowed the people around him, like Gronkowski and like Edelman and like Welker, all those years, to make plays. Well, you got to get the football to him in the right spot and on time to allow them to do that behind a very good offensive line. Brady never got hit. The Patriots' offensive line is very good. Mac Jones is not going to get hit a lot. So, Greeny, what you saw are the traits that Tom Brady exuded for years, and Mac Jones has those same traits. Now, is he going to have the same career? Time will tell, but I do agree with you. You see the same thing. And here's what I'll say about the Patriots this year. If Mac Jones stays healthy, which is always a big if in this contact sport, they will challenge the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East, which gives them an opportunity to challenge whoever comes out of the other division. They will be a top four team in the AFC. And I don't think anyone would have ever said that in the middle of the season last year when we were all having these conversations on talk radio about the demise of the Patriots. How soon have we forgotten that Bill Belichick has put a team together led by a rookie quarterback that, if he stays healthy, they are a top four team in the entire AFC this season?
I agree completely. I thoroughly agree. I was scared of this already yesterday, and now this only confirms it, because Belichick is as confident in Mac Jones as you are and I am, obviously, based on what he did today. So I totally agree with you. Booger, you're the best. Thank you, my friend. Great day today, and I'll see you soon.
All right, later, Rene.
All right, that's Booger McFarland with me here. I got a couple of interesting notes here that Hembo has just put up on my screen. I like this a lot. When Mac Jones starts week one, which, of course, he will become the first quarterback ever to start a game for both Nick Saban and Bill Belichick as head coaches. I do think that is an interesting thought. Again, Saban once worked on Belichick's staff in Cleveland, but taking that out of the equation, he's the first quarterback ever to start a game for both. And by the way, week one, he will play the Dolphins. That means he'll face Tua. Mac Jones was Tua's backup in 2019. He started several games after Tua got hurt. So it's Alabama versus Alabama, which is very interesting. Hembo also gave me a very interesting trivia question, which we'll throw out there in a couple of minutes. But we've been wall-to-wall on this so far. Obviously, it's a huge story. The Patriots make their quarterback decision, and they release Cam Newton. What is his future in the NFL right now? We will get to that. But right now,
I need you to listen carefully.
I just want you to know.
There's something I just want you to know. Because Nuno's off this week, right, Hembo? So you got Devin populating the Google Doc, and you guys have learned that I like sort of these off-the-wall stories. I'm always fascinated by sharks. I'm scared of all the things that you might be scared of. A lot of people are scared of sharks. I'm scared of sharks. A lot of people are scared of snakes. I'm terrified of snakes. I'm even more scared of snakes than I am of sharks. I don't like anything that can walk without legs. Like, I'd have never understood him. How does a snake get from here to there? It's not swimming. It's walking with no feet. Like, I don't get it. I saw a snake on the golf course the other day, a little tiny one, sort of slithered. I mean, this thing couldn't have been bigger than my pen. It scared me to death.
That scared you?
To death. But generally speaking, I'm not scared of spiders. I've never been especially scared of spiders.
Will you kill a spider?
I'd prefer not to kill a spider. I don't think you want to kill a spider.
No, but if you must. If it's in the shower, for example.
I mean, I guess if I had to kill a spider, I would.
Would you do it with your bare hand?
No, definitely. Who would kill a spider with their bare hand? What are you, a lunatic? But anyway, if you would kill a spider with your bare hand, in all honesty, seek assistance. Something is wrong with you. But that's neither here nor there. This story is now on my screen, and for the first time, I'm afraid of spiders. Ireland is under attack from sex-crazed spiders the size of your hand. Ireland, it says, the nation of Ireland faces being invaded by a swarm of sexually aggressive, fist-sized spiders to really make your skin crawl. And they aren't just any size, or any, they aren't just any sex-crazed spiders. These ones can apparently go from 0 to 60 in 1 second. And so the Irish have been said to, they're advised to, quote, keep your eyes peeled and your wits about you. Now, I have a variety of questions. Here's the first. How do we know they're sexually aggressive? What research is being done that demonstrates that these are sexually aggressive spiders relative to other spiders? Like, I don't know a lot about the amorous nature of the arachnoid, but I just always assumed that each spider was about equally sexually aggressive to all the others. Perhaps that was a poor assumption on my part. It's admittedly not something I've given a lot of thought to, but if you had said to me, hey, do you think one spider is generally hornier than another? I would have said, no, I don't think so. I think they're about the same.
Well, why are spiders any different from all the rest of us?
Well, apparently they're not. So in this case, a spider that is the size of your hand and can go from 0 to 60 in 1 second is hopped up. It is sex crazed. Now, here's the next question I have. If we're being advised to keep our eyes peeled and our wits about you, are you suggesting that these sexually aggressive spiders, when looking for a mate, are considering us? Like, is that what I'm reading there? Anyone? Like, does anyone else read that and say, if I should be worried about a sexually aggressive spider, that it is because that spider is sexually aggressive with me? That's not something I'd ever considered. Like, I'm afraid of a lot of things. I've never been afraid of the sexual aggressive nature of a spider under any circumstances. So I need, Bubba, I need some research done on this story because I need to know two things. How do we know these spiders are sexually aggressive? And why do I have to be concerned about that?
Yeah, this is research I'm not really interested in doing.
No, I need you to do this.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're the right man for the job.
All right, I'll get in there.
But I don't have an explanation.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
I am confused.
Thanks, Devin.
Thanks
for this one.
You're welcome.
We'll bring back Nuno.
We'll have more on that in a moment. And Hembo's got the green light to get to today. We didn't get to a lot of stuff we were planning because of the Cam news, but this spider thing really has me thrown. Anyway, 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Not anymore. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month. No contract. Get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Back in a flash on ESPN Radio. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
All right, we are back. We're rolling on. We're dodging spiders left and right up in here at the Seaport. Greeny and Company with you here on ESPN Radio. And we have a very interesting little trivia question. I like this. Again, the big news today, that Cam Newton has been released by the New England Patriots, paving the way for Mac Jones to be their starting quarterback. We've been on it pretty much the entire show, and we will come back to it. But with the Patriots going to Mac Jones, he, of course, did win the national championship as a collegiate. And it does beg the question, can you name all of the starting quarterbacks who won both national championships on the college level and won Super Bowls as starters? They have to have been the starting quarterback in both cases. And I'm going to tell you in advance, the entire list is only two players. This stunned me. Now, we did this as a trivia question on Get Up a few weeks ago, so I knew the answer, but it surprised me first that there were only two. Well, I guess it only surprised me that there were two because I know the two names, and so do you. But it's going to take you a minute to think about it. So who are the two quarterbacks, and Bill obviously hopes Mac Jones will be the third, to be the starting quarterback that wins a national championship in college and wins a Super Bowl? I'll have the answer for you in just a couple of minutes. You know, some things have been low on our to-do list, but life insurance can no longer be one of them. If you're like me with a wife and kids, you need to protect them. You need SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years. Get your free quote at SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. I'm ready to go right
now. Green light, green light with Greeny. Give me the green
light. And, well, I'm going to give you the green light today because Javi Baez continues to be an enormous topic of conversation here, there, and everywhere. The former Cub, now Met, who is giving the fans the thumbs down because he doesn't like being booed. And you made an interesting statement to me in our office this morning as we were putting together the rundown. You said there may be no player that people who just follow baseball somewhat casually misunderstand more than Javi Baez. What does that mean?
I'm going to tell you a secret, Greeny. I'm going to tell you a secret that every executive in baseball knows that many fans of baseball do not. And that secret is that Javier Baez is not a good hitter. Javi Baez isn't a good hitter. He's a good fielder. He's a good base runner. He does spectacular things. He is a fan favorite. He does all sorts of things on a baseball field that make us say, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a very good hitter. Yesterday I posted on Twitter that over his last 162 games, he has 223 strikeouts and 24 walks. And you would have thought I said something terrible. People came to his defense in such a way that really surprised me. And so it struck me. This is a player that the public thinks is a superstar, who in reality just is not. He has had one good hitting season in his career, and in it, finished runner-up in the MVP voting in 2018, had a really good season. But that's what really surprised me when the Mets traded for him at the deadline, and they started buying World Series tickets, because I've known for years that Javier Baez isn't a difference-making player. So I guess that's what I wanted to say today. He is a player for whom there's a gap, a chasm even between the value he actually produces and the player that the public believes that he is.
How about the power that he produces?
He produces lots of power. That's another one of his attributes. But if you can't control the strike zone, You just can't be that good of a hitter. It's as simple as that. So all the things that you can do on a baseball field, hit the ball far, throw the ball fast, run fast, all those things matter some. But the thing that matters far and away the most is how frequently do you make an out? And he makes an out way too frequently to be considered a great player in today's game. We know that now. That isn't to take away from all the good stuff that he does, but that's the most important thing a position player in baseball can do. And he is, by any standard of measure, among the most undisciplined hitters in the history of Major League Baseball.
So he's got that going for him at this point as he enters free agency, where the people who make these decisions in the sport will all have access to that data and the eye test that tells it to you. And, oh, by the way, he brings with him now the baggage of giving the thumbs down to the fans in New York. We'll talk more about him as we go. I did want to pay off my trivia question. Brandon, you have any idea? Brandon loves to guess along with these. The two quarterbacks who have won national championships and Super Bowls. Joe Montana is correct. No, you're going to kick yourself hard. The other is Joe Namath. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.